Welcome to the Ames Heartbeat Podcast, a monthly brief interview with social services, civic, education, and business leaders about life in Ames and Story County. This podcast is produced and presented by the Serve Ministries of Christ Community Church, committed to the pursuit of common good while sharing the uncommon news of the gospel in and from Central Iowa, right here where God has placed us, because loving Ames means knowing Ames.
Hello and welcome. I'm Wayne Stewart, Serve Pastor at Christ Community Church in Ames, Iowa, and your podcast host. Our guest today is Tamara Call, serving as Executive Director at Obria Medical Clinic, Iowa, since January 2022. Tamara has a Bachelor of Science in Nursing from the University of Kansas, as well as a Master's of Science in Nursing in Public Health Nursing. As a follower of Christ, her passion is to serve vulnerable women and children, addressing their physical, emotional, and spiritual needs while working toward Obria's mission to provide reproductive health care in a way which empowers our community to make informed, life-affirming decisions. Well, Tamara, it's great to have you on the show today. Very fun. We've been having some very intriguing and interesting conversations the last few weeks, and I have been looking forward to adding your voice to this conversation as well. So just as a review, we go over the four questions that we ask everyone on this podcast. The first one is from your seat of leadership in our community. What are some things that you think are going well? And then secondly, what might some of our challenges be? Third, what's one thing that you would like the church and our church specifically to know that we might not be aware of? And then lastly, if you think about how people and organizations collaborate in a community and the principles that they bring to those things, what's one thing that some people of varying principles might be able to come together in common good? And that's been a really fun conversation as well to get at with people. So we'll start with number one, from your seat of leadership in our community. What would you say are some of the things that are going well?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. And thank you for having me here. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. So I would say in Story County and in Ames, we have several organizations who are involved actively in caring for the vulnerable in our community and providing resources to people who are in need of that. And I think that they all work very well together as well. So I feel like there's a very strong sense of collaboration among organizations and churches in Ames. And so I think that is a huge benefit to the community.
Yeah, I've seen that sort of collegiality as well. Like I think I shared with you before we started recording, I'm kind of new to the position that I'm in, so I'm getting to learn new faces, new names, new agencies, new approaches. And it does seem to me like there are quite a few people who have some broad scope of care and then some a little more a focus that they're going after. But I see everybody at the same sort of gatherings, right? The groundbreaking for the Bridge Home last week for their new facility. I saw a bunch of people that I've seen in other settings as well. And everybody seems to be like, hey, it's great to be here together and we're all contributing. Also seems like on the, like my very first podcast was with Dan Culhane from the Chamber. So even on that side of things like government and business agencies, those kind of things, those folks are really engaged too. So that's great to see.
Yes, that is great to see.
Yeah.
I agree.
And would you say that that's something you've seen from the majority of your time in Story County and Ames?
Yeah. So, I mean, I've just been in this position at Obria for about a year and a half. But I would say that in my time, I have definitely seen that. I know at one point, the Ames Chamber of Commerce did a ribbon cutting ceremony for us and were very supportive of the work we're doing. And yeah, just great relationships with others in the community who are also serving.
Yeah, that's great. I was just reading again about the power of collaboration between these sort of entities and agencies in any community. Have you seen some of that in any practical ways that have been encouraging as well?
Yeah, I think, we work pretty closely with Martha's House of Hope, which is a home for women who are pregnant or have a child under the age of one. And so that's a great resource for women who come into our clinic, and housing maybe is an uncertainty that they are facing. We love to be able to refer them to Martha's House of Hope. Martha's House of Hope also has a lot of material resources that they can provide to pregnant women and women with young children. And they very graciously and willingly share those things with women who come to our clinic. And so we really, enjoy collaborating with them and with the Bridge Home as well. So again, housing can really be a big issue for people with children and or expecting children. And so we've worked closely with the Bridge Home as well.
Yeah, it feels like I've been hearing from people that the presenting challenge that you become aware of is only the presenting challenge. There's some other pieces to the puzzle that actually have to stay in place in order to talk about and get at the presenting challenge. And you're talking to that a little bit, right?
Correct. Yes. And actually, I just read a statistic where of the women in the United States who have an abortion, only 4% of them did not want the child. And so that tells us that 96% of the women were facing other issues. There were other things going on in their lives that made them feel as though they couldn't parent their child or carry that pregnancy. And so, we know that that unplanned pregnancy is just the problem that brings them. But we know there's a lot of other factors that are contributing to the situation that they are in and the decisions that they are facing.
Yeah, I think it was actually the last podcast episode where a phrase that stuck in my head was, and I think it was Brandy from Wings said the one thing that she would tell the church, and maybe this is what you're going to tell the church too, which is great, care for the vulnerable in your community because that's the upstream action.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay, well, question number two then, kind of the opposite. What are some things that you think are ongoing, historic, current challenges for Ames and Story County?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think from my perspective in working at Obria, one of the biggest challenges that we face is just developing a culture that values life. I think that just in our modern world, that is something that we don't highly value anymore as a culture. And I know based on national and local data, over 60% of people believe abortion should be legal in nearly every situation. But as a follower of Christ, I very much believe that we were all created in God's image, right? So we all have inherent value and we all deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. So that woman facing an unplanned pregnancy deserves to be treated with dignity and respect as she considers her options. And that unborn child also deserves to be treated with dignity and respect. And so, and I think too, sometimes we live in a very nice community. Ames is a beautiful town filled with lots of really great leaders and university and employers and organizations. That it's easy to feel like we kind of have things together here.
Right. Yep.
But I also just read that 18% of students at a public university will face an unplanned pregnancy. And of those students, 80% will choose to end that pregnancy by abortion. So based on the enrollment at Iowa State this semester, that's over 2,000 women at Iowa State who will have an abortion this year based on national data. And so I think just realizing that there are a lot of women facing an unplanned pregnancy and that it may be the woman sitting next to us in church and we just don't know. Because we also know that 40% of women who have an abortion are regularly attending church. And so I think just being willing to have that conversation in a non-judgmental way and being willing to just walk through that scenario and that decision with women is something that we just need to be more aware of and better equipped to do that well.
Yeah, that's interesting, that 40% statistic. So you could imagine that you mentioning the sort of shame potential side of that could be a major factor in not sort of coming to your doorstep. So when they do get there, tell me a little bit about that feel that receives them in honor and as, clearly being created in the image of God and someone that is worthy of that kind of respect and care. Are there some specific things that you do or is it just a feel thing, staff? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so there are definitely specific things that we do to create that environment at our clinic. One, I would say, even starts with just something simple as the paint colors on our walls. So we've worked very hard to create an environment that feels peaceful and calming and inviting. We want people to feel very welcomed when they arrive. So just offering drinks and chocolate, just making them as comfortable as we can. Yeah. And then our nurses do a great job of just establishing rapport and trust with them, and then taking the time to really get to know what their needs are. So yes, we know you're here for a pregnancy test or an ultrasound, but what other needs do you have in your life, whether that be emotional needs, relational needs, physical needs, spiritual needs? We want to be able to support the woman in all of those ways. So really provide holistic care to her in that situation.
Yeah, and when we're scared, that's what everybody wants, mm-hmm. right? When yeah. there's something that feels too big for us to manage in our normal sort of resources, we're looking for somebody to care for us. So yeah. that's great to hear. Yeah. I wouldn't guess anything else, but good to hear some specifics there. Third question then, for us as a church, this podcast is all about putting ourselves in a listening posture. Oftentimes the church, I think, has placed itself, and rightly so because of part of what we do, proclaiming the gospel, we put ourselves in a speaking posture quite mm-hmm. often. But I think this is pretty important, and so we're listening and asking this third question, okay, what's one thing that you'd like us to know?
Mm-hmm. So I think, again, just the importance of acknowledging the reality of women facing an unplanned pregnancy. So whether that's a woman in church who is currently facing an unplanned pregnancy, or a woman in our church who has had an abortion in the past and is dealing maybe with guilt or shame or depression as a result of that. And so I think being able to, in a very loving and kind and gracious way, be able to speak about that and to open the door to those conversations so that women don't feel that they have to hide those feelings that they are experiencing. I think too, just creating an atmosphere where people feel safe mm-hmm. to express that is what they are facing. One research study that I saw said that 60% of women felt like people were more likely to gossip about them if they shared mm-hmm. The decision that they were facing regarding an unplanned pregnancy than they were likely to actually walk them through that process. Mm-hmm. And that they didn't feel that their church was equipped to give them accurate information regarding their pregnancy options. And so I think just empowering the church to be comfortable talking about those things and to be able to do it in a way where you can really listen to the person and understand their situation and where they're at, and then just speak graciously with them. And I know some of our most powerful stories that we have had in the clinic have been women who have been brought to our clinic by a friend who attended a church. Mm-hmm. And so it is happening in the church, and I'm very thankful for that, for people who are befriending women and then are able to just lovingly walk through that situation with them. But I think we can always do better as a church, and so just want to encourage us to all continue to press into that and to think about how can we really create a safe and welcoming environment for people who may be experiencing an unplanned pregnancy or have had an abortion in the past and are looking for healing from that.
Yeah, it makes me think of Jesus's invitation for those who are weary and overburdened mm-hmm. And how we're living that out in the power of Spirit and through the community of the church and our placement in our own community. I mean, there's so many places that God has put us by his intent and by his plan. And so that mindset of being the church, mm-hmm. as the church gathered, but also as the church everywhere we go, right? Mm-hmm. And the reminder of the fact that there are real barriers, emotional and otherwise, that stand in the way potentially of women coming forward and saying, hey, I need to talk to somebody yeah. about this. That's
yeah.
great.
Yeah, I agree with what you just said. And I think we just have evidence all throughout Scripture, right, of Christ really caring for in protecting those who are oppressed. And he has always called his people to do the same. And so, and knowing that when we do follow Christ in that and we are obedient to his call, he's inviting us into his kingdom, and we get to bring those people along with us into his kingdom and experience the blessings that he has for us. And so I think, that should just lead us to action and to really caring for the vulnerable and the oppressed who are in our midst.
Yeah, amen. We love because he first loved us, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
All right, last question, and this one can, this one is really fun. If there was one area where people have divergent opinions in our community, and we know that that's present in every community, right? Mm-hmm. Just being honest about our principles and where we stand on certain issues, and maybe not even just the issues, but the potential approaches to solving those issues.
Right.
People who might be divergent have clear, settled opinions, but could come together on something. What mm-hmm. would that be?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think there are not a lot of topics in our culture that are maybe more divisive than mm-hmm. abortion right now. It's definitely a very divisive topic, but I think we can all work towards creating an environment that is non-judgmental and supportive of women who are facing an unplanned pregnancy. And we know the majority of these women are not out seeking an abortion, or, you know, that wasn't their goal to go get an abortion, but it's just where they find themselves in life. And so working together to create spaces where they can safely just talk through the decision that's before them and all the factors that are impacting that, and provide the support that they need to be able to walk through that successfully.
Yeah, great. And so you've talked a little bit about how that could happen sort of in the church, within relationships, probably in neighborhoods, right? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, the statistic about campus, campus ministries, agencies, others, that whole sort of small city in and of itself, mm-hmm. right? Being aware as well and creating the opportunities that on the front end are a safe place to have the conversation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I would say even maybe just a little bit more specifically at Obria, one thing we have recently started is a group called Ames Community Moms. And so the goal of that is to just provide a space for women to come together and build relationships with one another. And we have some mentor moms who are also part of that program. And so they can start to build some of those mentoree relationships. And so we would just invite people who are interested in being a part of that to give us a call or to contact me. And we would love to plug you in serving women.
That's fantastic. How frequently do they meet?
Once a month.
Okay, great. That sounds like a great place. And I'm going to do a quick plug for our Caffeine and Chaos program here.
Yes.
Some of the folks who are showing up for there might be interested in coming and just playing in the gym during the bad weather seasons and getting some coffee and hanging out with some other moms of young kids too.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, we'll get you that information.
Okay.
Great. Thank you so much for the conversation today. This has been very, very helpful, like all of them we've had so far. Love being able to hear from people's different perspectives, these four questions. Is there some kind of project or initiative that is taking a little bit more than normal of your thinking or attention these days? Mm-hmm. That's always fun to hear about too.
Yeah. So I would say probably the thing that has taken the most of my attention recently is just continually thinking through how do we most effectively reach students on the Iowa State University campus, just because we know statistically they're very high risk of experiencing an unplanned pregnancy. And so we want to be able to make our services known to them so that when they do find themselves in that situation, they know that we are here and that we can support them as they walk through that.
That's great. And contact information, if people want to follow up with you.
Yeah. So my email is tcall, C-A-L-L, at Obria, Obria.org. Or you can call the clinic at 515-620-5892.
That's great. Thanks again for the time today.
Thank you.
Please say thank you to your team.
Yes.
We love what you guys are doing. Love the connection that we have and are always looking for ways to foster that further. So
yes.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. And thank you just for the support that Christ Community offers to Obria. We're very appreciative of that. So thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to the Ames Heartbeat Podcast. Check out more episodes at ccames.org/podcasts or on many of your favorite streaming services.